April 23rd, 2007 session of the House Committee on Workforce and Economic Development. We are now in session. Our first order of business this morning is a work session on House Bill 3418. I'm going to open that work session. And we have, Ellen, if you would please remind us what that bill is.
Thank you, Chair Whip, members of the committee. House Bill 3418 establishes the Oregon Main Street Program. And in the bill's current iteration, it establishes it in the State Department of Parks and Recreation. It authorizes the department to assist local governments in establishing downtown revitalization programs by providing technical assistance and grant funding. It authorizes the department to make rules regarding program implementation. You should have in your folders, at the very back of your folders, the dash 1, dash 2, and dash 3 amendments. And those amendments would provide you all with a choice of putting the Main Street Program in the State Department of Parks and Rec or putting it in the Oregon Economic and Community Development Department, which, because this has a subsequent referral to Ways and Means, is also a decision that they could make. And then the amendments also add what you all talked about last time, which was that a report should be generated by either State Department of Recs or the Oregon Economic Community Development Department to send to the legislature.
Thank you very much, Ellen. And I'd like to call up, please, Bob Repine to discuss the three versions of amendments for us, if you would, please. Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman. I am Bob Repine, Director of Oregon Economic and Community Development. Mr. Chairman, committee members, I think your committee administrator stated the dash amendments well. If you remember, during our public testimony, there was the discussion is that currently exists that the co-chairs had, in their current co-chair budget, proposed that the resources that were assumed to be available for the Oregon Parks Department now in their co-chairs budget suggests that this project and those funds would reside in my agency, the Oregon Economic Community Development Agency. So not knowing exactly how we were going to, this is all going to play out at the end of the day, after our discussion here, I left to talk to legislative council about drafting what would be the dash twos, which is the changing of the removing of the name of Oregon Parks Department and inserting the Economic Development Department. So those are the dash twos. The dash ones came about from discussion that one of the other witnesses had talked about with you and the committee members, Mr. Chair, about feeling that it was important that some reporting process be developed and reporting back to the next legislative assembly as to the results of this activity. Because it is a new activity or a new again activity, we used to be in the Oregon Main Street program in the state years ago, they give an opportunity to have some further discussion as the successes or what we learned from reconstituting the Oregon Main Street program. So the dash ones and the dash threes cover whichever agency happens to be named in the bill in its finality. So, Mr. Chairman, probably a little complex, but we didn't know really which way to go because the co-chairs have some other ideas, and since the bill does have a referral to the Ways and Means process, it is assumed that these changes are not substantive enough that the Ways and Means Committee couldn't make these changes if they so desired. So I suspect, Mr. Chairman, you and your committee could either entertain these or possibly just pass those on with the bill when it goes down to Ways and Means.
Thank you very much. Any questions from the committee members?
I just have a question. Do you have a preference on how you want to approach these amendments? Obviously, one and two don't go together, so I would assume you want two and three, or do you want any of them?
Representative Gerard, I am not convinced one way or the other at this point.
Oh,
so.
Okay.
Any of our committee members?
Before we go into the black hole of Ways and Means, I'd like to have a say. I don't care what it is. But.
Okay. Yes, Vice Chair Riley.
Yeah, Mr. Chair. After having looked at this for a couple of weeks now,
mm-hmm.
It's my opinion that since the budget is in the economic development, and I believe that the Ways and Means will put it there. If we don't, I think we might as well put it there.
Okay. Thank you.
I'd go for it.
Okay. Representative Holy, weighing in?
Well, I was going to weigh in the opposite direction, actually. So. Yeah, no, I think the program historically has always been with, you know, parks and recreation with our historic sites and whatnot. So, you know, not to confuse you much, I don't think I'm going to vote for it either way. So,
okay.
But I think we ought to pick one or the other and send it on, and Ways and Means, in their wisdom, if they decide they can take a look at the amendments when they get them.
Okay. Any further discussion?
Mr. Chair?
Yes, Vice Chair Lim.
Do we have any amount of money we are requesting, or is that just wide open?
As far as I know, that's not described at all.
Chair Witt and Vice Chair Lim, it's not described in the bill, but I believe Mr. Repine could answer the where it stands in the budget process as far as appropriations.
Mr. Chairman, committee members, Representative Lim, as it was reported in the governor's recommended budget, this activity was to have a budget line value of $750,000. In the co-chairs of published budget that was published a month or so ago, their line item value for this activity is $500,000, $500,000.
Any members, what's your pleasure?
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
I move the dash two amendments.
Representative Girard moves the dash two amendments to House Bill 3418. Is there any discussion on that?
Mr. Chair, I think it's appropriate we adopt the dash two because it has to do more economic development. I think it's the weight more on the economic development instead of the parks.
Okay. All right. Further discussion on the motion? I'm not seeing any. Is there any objection to the adoption of the dash two amendments? I'm not seeing any. Okay. They stand adopted.
Mr. Chair, I move the dash three amendments.
Representative Girard moves the dash three amendments to House Bill 3418. Discussion on this motion? I'm not seeing any. Is there any objection to the adoption of the dash three amendments? And the dash three amendments to House Bill 3418 stand adopted.
Mr. Chair, I move House Bill 3418 with a due pass recommendation and a referral to Ways and Means.
Okay.
As amended. As amended.
Thank you.
With two amendments.
As amended.
Representative Girard moves House Bill 3418 as amended by the dash two and dash three amendments to the Committee on Joint Ways and Means. Discussion on that motion. I am not seeing any on the question. Barry, would you please call the roll?
Representative Barnard?
Excused.
Representative Bell?
Aye.
Representative Drott?
Aye.
Representative Holby?
Aye.
Vice Chair Lynn?
Aye.
Vice Chair Riley?
Aye.
Chair Witt?
Aye. Having received the majority vote, House Bill 3418, as amended, is moved to the Committee on Joint Ways and Means. Thank you very much, and I will close the work session on that bill. Next up this morning is a work session on House Joint Memorial 13. I'll open that work session. And Ellen, if you could please remind us what that memorial is about.
Thank you, Chair Whip, members of the committee. House Joint Memorial 13 urges the President of the United States, the United States Congress, and the United States Trade Representative to negotiate a free trade agreement with Taiwan. The Dash 1 amendments, which should be in your folders, adds a requirement that any free trade agreement with Taiwan should require the consent of the Oregon Legislative Assembly to bind the state of Oregon, and has a number of other public safety and healthy environmental regulation public policies stated in the Dash 1 amendments.
Thank you very much.
Mr. Chair?
Vice Chair Lim.
Thank you. And as this Dash 1 amendment, I have discussed with the Taiwan office in Seattle.
Uh-huh.
They are in agreement with me.
Very good.
And thank you very much, Chair, for bringing this Dash 1 amendment. I think this will create more right of our state and then more good public policy concerning the safety issue, environment issue, human rights issues, plus all the 10 and requirement. I think this is a good thing. So with that, can I let them move to adopt this Dash 3, or do we need more discussion?
Yes, you may.
Okay, Mr. Chair, I move the Dash 1 amendment to the House Bill. HJM and 13.
Thank you very much, Vice Chair Lim. Our Vice Chair moves the Dash 1 amendments to House Joint Memorial 13. Discussion on that motion. I'm not seeing any. Any objections to the adoption of the Dash 1 amendments? I'm not seeing any. Dash 1 amendments are adopted.
Mr. Chair?
Yes, Vice Chair Lim.
I move the HJM 13 with a Dash 1 amendment to the floor with the two pass recommendations.
We're not doing the Dash 2? I don't see any Dash 2s.
I don't think there are any representatives. No, there are.
There are Dash 2s.
There's a Dash 2 amendment, but the Dash 2 amendment already included in the Dash 1 amendment.
Thank you, Vice Chair Lim.
Yes.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Vice Chair Lim moves House Joint Memorial 13 as amended to the House floor with a due pass recommendation. Discussion on the motion. Yes, Vice Chair Riley.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I am typically opposed to so-called free trade agreements, having seen what I think are negative results from NAFTA, and I was very hesitant to support this. With the amendments, I believe that this protects our state. I'm still concerned about other states and the country at large, but since this does protect our state significantly, if these are adhered to, I will support this.
Thank you very much. Further discussion?
I'd just like to say the same thing you just said.
Thank you both.
Mr. Chair, same thing here.
All right. Representative Doan.
I'm going to say something different. When you have old friends, you should take care of old friends. You should nurture old friends and be sure they're okay before you take on new ones.
Thank you very much. On the question, Barry, would you please call the roll?
Representative Barnhart?
Excused.
Representative Bell?
Aye.
Representative Gerard?
Aye.
Representative Holby?
Aye.
Vice Chair Lim?
Aye.
Vice Chair Riley?
Aye.
Chair Wood?
Aye. House Joint Memorial 13, having received a majority vote, is moved to the House floor with a due pass, is sent to the House floor with a due pass recommendation. Vice Chair Lim, would you like to carry this memorial?
It will be my honor to carry.
Thank you very, very much.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
And with that, I will close. Oops, that is sent to the floor. And with that, I will close the work session on House Joint Memorial 13. Thank you very much, committee members. Before I open a brief public hearing on House Bill 2618, we have scheduled both a public hearing and a possible work session for what I believe may be the fifth or sixth consecutive date here. We still have not received the amendments to this bill in a timely fashion. Once again, I apologize to the public for any inconvenience this has created for you. We did receive the amendments this morning, immediately preceding this public or today's session, and without adequate time for any of the committee members or the chief sponsor of the bill, Representative Holby, to have an opportunity to review those. I am going to carry this public hearing and work session over to Wednesday. With that, because it is posted as a public hearing, I'm going to open that public hearing and ask if there's anyone from the audience that wishes to testify on that on this bill 2618 at this time. I'm not seeing anyone.
Mr. Chair?
Yes. Representative Holden.
I'm going to pass out to the committee administrator because I just received a dash 2 amendment to 2618 as well, and I know that's not in our committee's packet. So, and the only difference is that it has the $750,000 price tag instead of the $500,000.
So, with that exception, nothing substantive has. Nothing else is substantive.
That's the only difference.
All right. Thank you very much. I appreciate the opportunity to take a look at those amendments, Representative Polby. I'm going to close the public hearing on that bill. Next, I would like to open a work session on House Bill 2842. And we have multiple amendments, I believe. And Mary Ann Guest, would you like to come up and describe those amendments for us? And while she's coming up, Ellen, if you would please remind us what this bill is.
Thank you, Chair Witt, members of the committee. House Bill 2842 establishes the Commission for the Products of Disabled Individuals, whose purpose is to set the state's procurement policy regarding products and services provided by qualified nonprofit agencies.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Good morning.
Good morning, Chair Witt, members of the committee. I'm Mary Ann Guest, representing the Oregon School Employees Association. I believe you have the dash 3 amendments before you that were presented last Friday to the committee. We've had time to review them, so I'll briefly walk through them with you. We've had several meetings with the proponents, the opponents, Department of Administrative Services to try to come to some agreement that would get this bill moving. I'm not sure, there's certainly not agreement across the board, but we certainly are headed in the right direction at this time. So the amendments, if you remember right, the new public commission will be made up of the majority of disabled advocates, so that you'll always, out of a 9-member board, you'll have 5 voting members who will represent the disabled folks. Then you have 2 labor and 2 business, private business members, so in total, again, 9 members. That will, the focus of the commission is to provide guidance to the Department of Administrative Services in serving individuals with disabilities who cannot compete in the workforce. And the commission will also, we broaden it, that the commission will also set policy to mainstream more individuals with disabilities into the competitive workplace. The commission, we define the duties that the commission shall set policy and DAS shall do the rulemaking. In accordance with the policy, as you have on other boards and commissions similar to that. So the commission shall make findings, set policies, for identifying and serving individuals with disabilities who cannot participate in competitive employment with reasonable accommodation. The commission shall develop policies and recommendations to expand opportunities for disabled to find useful, productive, and gainful employment. The commission shall set standards for determining who qualifies and is an individual with disabilities under the PDIL. The commission shall set standards for DAS in establishing what is suitable for the procurement list, what kinds of services and products. The commission shall set standards for qualifications of qualified rehab facilities, what qualifies as a rehab facility, and establish a process to appeal. We'd like to, conceptually anyway, is brought to our attention that appeal is probably the wrong word, and if we could just insert reconsideration. So any problems could come back to the board for reconsideration. It's not really appeals, a court process that we're setting up. So you can either do this now or later. It's up to you as a committee. That is on page 2, line 5 of the dash 3. And you can just take out appeal and put reconsideration if you'd like. Under the dash 3, DAS would continue to provide the staff, as they do now, for carrying out the PDIL. It's not in the amendments, but we had asked that the amendments allow the commission to hire an administrator if they needed one. That's not in there. Again, you can add it, or you can just let it sit, and we can fix that in Ways and Means. So it's up to you as a committee. Again, rulemaking, subject to the policies of the board, will be handled by DAS. I think I've run through most of the changes. So, again, it's a public commission appointed by the governor, confirmed by the Senate, that will oversee the policy making of the Products of Disabled Individuals Law and go a little bit further in looking at how do we mainstream disabled individuals into the workplace. That's it, Mr. Chair.
Yes, Vice Chair Lynn.
Yes, my question is, then what happened to the current advisory board members? What's the functions of they are there?
What happened to the functions of the advisor of the advisory commission, the one that exists now?
Yes, already existing is advisory council. I understand.
Now we set it up as a public commission, and they will determine the policy behind the Products of Disabled Individual Law. Did I answer your question? So the advisory commission.
Are they still exist advisory council, or are they? Just eliminate advisory council currently we have.
We didn't do, Mr. Chair, Representative Lim, I believe that if DAS wants to have advisors, they're allowed to have any advisors that they want, and they can certainly use the qualified rehab facilities as advisors, as they do now, if they'd like. But what we're doing as far as policy is setting up a public commission.
I understand.
Okay.
Vice Chair Riley.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So, but is it the intent of this bill to replace that advisory commission with this new commission?
Representative Witt, Chair Witt, Representative Riley, yes, that is correct. But it doesn't prohibit them from using advisors as they normally would.
Additional questions? Marianne, could you represent Bellum?
Yes, so the biggest change is you've gone from with the commission from rulemaking to setting policy.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Yes.
Marianne, could you? I was shuffling papers when you described the suggested change from appeal to reconsideration, rather.
So, Chair Witt, that would be on page 2, line 5 of the dash 3. And take out appeal and insert reconsideration. Establish a process to appeal decisions of the commission. Instead, establish a process of reconsideration or to reconsider by the commission.
To reconsider.
It's not a court process we're setting up. We're really just setting up a process so folks can take a relook at the issue or situation.
Marianne, if you'd hold tight here, I'd like to ask a legislative counsel to come up. Yes, Representative Bowlby.
Well, maybe I'll wait until the legislative counsel gets up. I was curious where the, you know, I'm looking at this bill looking for, it was my understanding the rulemaking authority is with DAS in this bill, but I'm not finding any reference to that. So maybe you could point it out to me. The only reference I see is for the commission to make such rules regarding specifications. So is it in the existing bill?
Why? Chair Witt, Representative Holvey, the amendments actually have...
Could you please introduce yourself for the record?
I'm sorry. My name is Sean Brennan for Legislative Council, for the record. On page 3... Actually, at the bottom of page 2, lines 29 through 30, and then at the top of page 3, lines 1 through 3, the rulemaking authority that's already in ORS 279-845 remains, but it's going to be subject to policies that are set forth by the commission. And that subject to language appears at the bottom of page 2, subject to policy standards or guidelines prescribed by the commission for the products of disabled individuals.
And, Sean, again, just... for clarification, for the record, you are reading off of the dash 3 amendments?
That's correct. My apologies, Representative Witt. It is at the bottom of page 2 of the dash 3 amendments, going on to the top of page 3. The rulemaking that is existing in statute already in 279.845 is just subject to that policy.
I see it now. Thank you. Thank you very much. Sean, committee so chose to do, would it be appropriate to make the conceptual amendment changing the word appeal to reconsider?
Chair Witt, it would be appropriate. As long as the committee understands what it's voting on and adopts the conceptual amendment, it would come back to LC as an amendment request. We'd produce a dash 4 amendment with the appropriate language, and then it would not need further committee action. At that point, it would be then engrossed.
Thank you. Further discussion?
Point of clarification,
yes.
Mr. Chair. What is the significance, Sean, of the word appeals as opposed to return to the committee?
Erwitt, Representative Dallum, my understanding was that this was a DOJ concern primarily, although I agree in substance with what they're saying. The appeal process would be an administrative procedure whereby the the commission in this case would actually reconsider through the Administrative Procedure Act, possibly hold a contested case hearing of some sort, and then at that point make a final order and determination. In this case, it could be by replacing the term appeal with one reconsideration, it could be a much more informal process that the commission could undertake on its own, just as a policy basis for reconsidering any decision that's made.
Further discussion? I'm not seeing any. Does the department have anything that they wish to comment on this morning?
Thank
Representative Witt, members of the committee, for the record, I'm Diane Lancaster, representing the Department of Administrative Services in this matter. We don't have additional comment to make other than there was discussion around the appeal and reconsideration language, and the director of the department understands the issues around that particular item. We are here with Mr. Nestle from the Department of Justice. If there are any further technical legal questions that we can answer.
Thank you very much. Any members? Anything? Representative Polby?
Yeah, just to follow up, what's the effect on the existing advisory committee now that we have if this bill were to pass and you have a commission that's established, the state of the intent was that this was going to replace that, but since it doesn't actually do that in the statute, I guess, does the department or the Department of Justice see an issue with that advisory committee ongoing?
Representative Witt, Representative Holvey, I think it would play out pretty much as the proponents have suggested, as Mary Ann suggested. The department would, the current advisory committee is simply an information exchange group. It has no authority and does no business. Obviously, if there was need of some advice of some sort from anyone, I suppose, the department could continue to ask for that. The current committee is not a creature of law. It is simply established by administrative rules, so I would expect that the administrative rules would be adjusted accordingly, and that committee that currently exists would probably go away.
Chair Witt.
Yes.
Sean, I want to be absolutely certain. This committee is going to get four things done. One, oversight. Definitely. Set policy. It is more inclusive in that we now have a chair for business and a chair for labor. And it can reconsider its own policy decision. Thank you.
Further discussion? Questions? Okay, committee members, what's your pleasure?
Okay.
Yes, Vice Chair Lim.
I'd like to hear from the QRF what their thought on this current commission, and we are changing at this time. Can I hear from them at least their opinion?
If you have a specific individual, Representative Lim, I'd be happy to ask them to come forward. I don't want to open up an entire public hearing, however. If there's a specific person you'd like to hear from.
What's the gentleman's name over there?
Mr. Kroll?
Yes. Thank you.
My name is Tim Kroll. I'm Executive Director of the Oregon Rehabilitation Association. Chair Witt, Representative Lim, thank you.
Morning.
Very briefly, we think this bill makes it very clear what the issues are, and we originally perhaps used the word rulemaking when we should have said regulatory or control, but in any case, the clarifications that have evolved as the bill has been amended and amended simply make it clear that this commission sets policy and DAS has no recourse, or DAS's job is simply to follow that policy. And the policy that they set is extremely serious. It's who could this law serve? How would they be defined? These are not people who are experts in disability issues. These are business, labor, and disability advocates. The change of the appeal process to reconsider is a way to eliminate some of the fiscal impact, although we believe the bill would have serious fiscal impact. It sets policy standards and guidelines that DAS must follow. And the emphasis on the majority being disability advocates, in our opinion, is a very slim majority, and it does not include parties that this law affects. It doesn't include any public purchasers. It doesn't include any qualified rehabilitation facilities. It doesn't include other involved state agencies. And it brings in a confusing reference to adding a requirement to somehow improve employment for people with disabilities to be gainfully employed outside of the law. DAS noted in an analysis of the bill that the Dash 2 amendments that did not change in Dash 3 that the language contained serious conflicts that potentially excluded people who were unable to compete in competitive employment because the addition of a requirement to expand opportunities in gainful employment appeared to be directed at a different population. So the bill itself is conceptually flawed in that perspective. We're very concerned about 44% of people who have a history of opposing getting work under this law being on the commission and having this degree of control. We do not believe that simple rulemaking in response to setting policy and standards takes care of that. And frankly, I guess we had always assumed that it was the legislator's job to set policy and not a small group of individuals with vested interests on both sides. We don't think that disability advocates should control this law either. So we remain firmly opposed, but thank you for the opportunity.
Thank you very much. Yes, Representative.
Thank you, Chairman. You don't have any problems if we were to tweak the QRF Advisory Council to put like a, somebody from labor or somebody from small business on the QRF Advisory Council?
Chair Witt, Representative Girard, no, and in fact, a few of the councils across the country do have representatives from business. I don't know of any that have labor representatives, but no, we don't. We actually don't have any problems with a process that remains advisory and leaves policy setting standards to DAS itself and or the legislature. But we certainly don't have any objection to their representation.
Thank you very much.
Committee members,
what's your pleasure with respect to the Dash 3 amendments?
I don't like the bill, so.
Mr. Chair, I make a motion to accept the Dash 3 amendments.
Thank you. Representative Dahlem moves the Dash 3 amendments to House Bill 2842. Is there any discussion? I'm not seeing any. Barry, on the question, would you please call the roll?
Is this on the Dash 3s or on the...
This is on the Dash 3 amendments, yes. Adoption of the Dash 3 amendments.
Representative Barnhart?
Aye.
Representative Bell?
Aye.
Representative Girard?
No.
Representative Bolby?
Aye.
Vice Chair Lim?
No.
Vice Chair Riley?
Aye.
Chair Witt?
Aye.
He, having received the majority vote, the Dash 3 amendments are adopted to House Bill 2842. Committee members, we had a conceptual amendment proposed, which Legislative Council said would be appropriate to adopt, should you so choose. That would be on page 2 of the Dash 3 amendments, line 5. Up for your consideration would be changing the word appeal to reconsider. What's your pleasure?
Mr. Chair, I move we adopt the conceptual amendment replacing the word appeal on line 5 of page 2 with the word reconsider.
Thank you. Representative Holby moves a conceptual amendment to House Bill 2842. It would be on line page 2, line 5, changing the word appeal to reconsider. Discussion on that motion. I'm not seeing any. Is there any objection to adopting that amendment? It's adopted. Thank you very much. Committee members, on the bill. Your pleasure.
Mr. Chair, I move House Bill 2842 as amended to the floor with a do-pass recommendation.
Thank you. Representative Holvey moves House Bill 2842. Representative Holvey, excuse me, that has a referral to a joint Ways and Means.
With the subsequent referral to Ways and Means.
Thank you very much. Representative Holvey moves House Bill 2842 as amended to the floor with a subsequent to joint Ways and Means. Is that a proper motion, Representative Riley? Thank you very much. On the motion, discussion.
Mr. Chair.
Yes, Vice Chair Lim.
Thank you. I'm going to continue to oppose any changes currently we have. I don't see any that the current system is broken, and it seems working fine as far as I'm concerned. I didn't see any specific reason why it should be changed. And currently, this group of people, what's the name of it? QRF. All of the employees is about less than 1% of the public contract, and maybe close around 7,000 people working in there currently. I'm not sure exact number, but around that number, and it's generating about the $50 million a year. This is very small portion of the public works. And then a big group like a union, and I guess another group is AOI. Is that correct?
And I believe it's the National Federation of Independent Business.
Yes, I'm sorry. National. It's two powerful groups together, and then are trying to push out very small guys. You know, and it seems to me that those who have 99 ships try to take on other just one ship. That's it. That's ship. I'm sorry, not ship. SHEEP. And how do you
ship?
Ship. Okay. Close. Sorry.
Close.
Close enough. Anyway. So the current, I would support the current advisory, the council or advisory commission, if we give them more role to play in this issue, it could be better. But there, I don't see any clear reasons we need to create a new commission setting the policies. So with that, I'm going to oppose any changes.
Thank you, Vice Chair Lim. Other discussion? Yes, Representative Dahlem.
Chair, but I am going to support the amendment and the bill because I think any time we don't bring people to the table, I'm not sure that their impact will be that great. But when you're on the outside looking in, it never gets better. And I think when we include people in the process, we have a better process. I think the inclusion of those representatives on the committee could have been done long ago. It wasn't. Here's my speech. I'm rude to get in and muck around in other people's business, but when the time comes, I think we had an opportunity for the committee to act long ago. They didn't take it. Here we are. So I'm going to support this bill so that we have an inclusive group.
Thank you, Representative Dahlem. Vice Chair Riley.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. In my long career in business consulting, I've noticed everyone has a tendency to fear change and to be against any change. I believe that this commission will be helpful in creating more opportunity for disabled Oregonians, and for that reason, although the current process is doing good, I think we can do more good. And I'm going to support this, but I'm going to say this, that like all changes, they need to be watched carefully, and I plan to do that. I plan to watch this change very carefully, and if I see that it's not working, I'll be bringing something back to this committee. Thank you.
Thank you, Vice Chair Riley. Representative Gerard.
Thank you, Chair Witt. As many of you probably know, I'm going to oppose this, and I oppose it on the simple means that we have an advisory council that we could easily tweak. We're going to create a whole other group of, a whole other agency, not an agency, that's a poor word, but a committee to oversee the QRFs that I think is going to have way too much power, and it takes it away from the legislative branch, and I want to oversee this. And I just feel very strongly, of all the votes I've cast this year, this one I probably feel the most passionate about, and I would encourage anybody else to vote no.
Thank you, Representative Gerard. Any further discussion? I'm not seeing any, Barry, on the question. Would you please call the roll?
Representative Barnard?
Aye.
Representative Dell?
Aye.
Representative Gerard?
No.
Representative
Holby?
Aye.
Vice Chair Lynn?
No.
Vice Chair Riley?
Aye.
Chair Witt?
Aye. House Bill 2842, having received the majority vote, is moved to the House floor as amended with a do pass recommendation. And I appoint myself as carrier of the bill.
Is this going to the Ways and Means?
Excuse me. I'm sorry. With the recommendation to joint Ways and Means. Is there... thank you. Appreciate that clarification. Thank you, Vice Chair Lim. And with that, I will close the hearing on House Bill, work session rather, on House Bill 2842, and would like to inform the public and the audience that we are not intending a work session for House Bill 2732, and if we do not work that bill here by the end of the month, it will wither on the vine. With that, is there any further business to come before our committee this morning? I'm not seeing any. Ellen, would you please give us a brief review of what will be coming before us on Wednesday?
Yes, thank you, Chair Witt. Members of the committee, carried over from today's agenda will be House Bill 2618, which prohibits employers from entering into public works contracts for which the contract price exceeds a certain price. You'll be having a public hearing and possible work session on House Joint Memorial 12, which urges Congress to allow the Forest Service and the Bureau of Land Management to enter into 15-year contracts for biomass removal from federal forests. And you'll be having a work session on three bills, House Bill 3066, which authorizes the issuance of lottery bonds to finance public parking facility in downtown area of the city of Hillsborough, House Bill 3181, which gives family child care providers the right to collectively bargain with the state of Oregon, and House Bill 2981, which authorizes the Economic and Community Development Department to create a reserve fund for nonprofit organizations engaged in alternative lending.
And we've carried over also House Bill 2618. With that, committee members, I'm not seeing any further business. We stand adjourned until Wednesday. Thank you very much. Yes, it was a quick session.
Nicely done.
Thank you very much, everyone. I appreciate your help. With that, we are
done.
Tough go.
You thought you needed another vote, didn't you? You aren't sure.
I wasn't sure.
Okay.
Thank you.
I am still white from
tour.
Are you?
Mr. Mayor.
Yeah.
Wow.
Those of us that were left in the building are wiped from it, too.
Yeah. Yeah. I believe
it's really screwed up our agenda.
Yeah.
Yes.
You lost your committee on Friday?
Oops. I've just had to carry over so much work.
Yeah. There we go. Well, do what he did. Just process it expeditiously.